Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm super excited today. I'm actually out in Palm Springs. Russell and myself and Carrie, my wife, and Colette are here. It was just a ton of fun along with Russell's parents. And today is, before we fly back, it's kind of a morning. I'm going to try to get caught up. I had so many things happening recently, and I just feel like I haven't connected with people. So I want to kind of share some of the things that have been happening and some of the lessons I've been learning. I've been traveling a ton, as my wife will attest to, over the last 4, 5, 6 weeks now. And so I really wanted to kind of give you guys some of the insights that I've received while being at some of the events. I can't even remember all the places I've been, but one of the ones recently was to Genius Network, which was last weekend. And while I was there, so Genius Network is normally there's about 200 people, and Joel Polish is the guy who basically has had this event. He usually kind of keeps it to that list, but this year he kind of expanded it, and it was kind of a different dynamic, being a little bit larger. It was almost 350, 400 people. But the cool part was the insights and things that I got while I was there, and that's what some things I want to share with you. So this is going to be kind of a potpourri mix of a whole bunch of different ideas. I'll kind of go through them pretty quick. But hopefully these are ideas or takeaways that might be a benefit to you and your business and to your life. And hopefully this makes sense to you guys. So if you're liking this kind of content, if you don't mind, please leave me a comment. Send me a obviously go to iTunes, rate and review this. And if you don't mind, either send me a personal message on Facebook or Instagram. Email me, whatever. I always appreciate the feedback. And I want to make sure that you're getting value out of this. If you're not, I'd love to change it to make sure that you are. So I appreciate the time that you're taking to listen to this, and here goes. One of the very first people who spoke was Bo Eason, and one of the things he talked about was this concept as far as who made the rules. And for those people who know me, I've always kind of I've looked at rules as something that are great ideas, and this really resonated with me because his whole thing was, who made the rules? If it wasn't you, why are you following them? And I think a lot about some of the things that we typically do in life where we just keep doing it because we've always done it. You probably have heard the story of the Thanksgiving ham, where basically what happened was man was sitting there talking to his wife, and each time always asked him, so why is it every single Thanksgiving you cut the ends off of the ham? And she's like, I don't know, my mom always did. And she said, well, great. You know what? Your mom's going to be here at Thanksgiving. I want to ask her why. And so sure enough, his mother-in-law was there. And he said, so tell me, why is it that you've always cut off the ends of the ham before you cook it for Thanksgiving? She goes, it just doesn't make any sense to me. We're wasting all this good meat. And she's like, you know what? I don't know. My mom always had. And he's like, all right, I got to get to the bottom of this. There's got to be some reason why we cut off the ends of the ham. And so he said, why don't we call Grandma? And let's ask Grandma why she cuts the ends off of the ham every single Thanksgiving. So sure enough, they get Grandma on the phone, and Grandma goes, well, because my oven wasn't large enough to fit the ham in, I had to cut it off. And so it kind of goes back to that same idea as far as sometimes we just obey rules and things without really knowing why. And if it doesn't benefit us and you don't know who set the rules, you may want to question why. So that was one of the things I got from Bo Eason, and I thought was just a great insight. Dan Sullivan, who owns Strategic Coach, always has a ton of words of wisdom. He's always dropping pearls of wisdom. And some of the things he was talking about, I wanted to share with you, were things that I hope resonate with you in a way that is of value to you. One of the things he said was that your past is just raw material for you to use for learning. And I think so often as entrepreneurs, we go through a lot of struggles and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to share this with anybody because I'm not very proud of it. And his whole thing was, you know what? It's just raw material. Don't get hung up on your past. Just use your past as raw material to help you in your learning and to help others as well. Use that like a comedian would use their raw material and find ways of changing it to benefit you, to make sure that's of value to you. The other thing he talked about was this whole concept as far as that your eyes only see and your ears only hear what your brain is looking for. And I see this happen so often with so many people. And it's always fascinating to me where two people can have the exact same experience and yet get a completely different meaning out of it. And I think it's real important as you take a look at the way you approach things is how you approach everything. If you approach things with the idea that I got to find out what's wrong with this. You will find out what's wrong. If you approach it with this concept as far as, what can I learn from this? What's the value in this? You will get value and you will get learning out of it. And so I love the idea as far as eyes only see and ears only hear what your brain is looking for. So thanks, Dan. One of the other things he talked about was this concept as far as the difference between a consumer versus an entrepreneur on their mindset. And I think this is a real important for you, anybody who's listening to this as a consumer and as an entrepreneur. You got to consider both sides to it. If you're selling a product, you're the entrepreneur, and you got to understand how are your buyers looking at this as far as consumer. So typically the consumer mindset is one of criticizing, complaining, and blaming. I think that this is one of the things I've seen happen so often. It just blows my mind where someone can sit there and complain and blame other people for an experience that they purchased just because it wasn't exactly what they wanted. And I think too often consumers have this mentality that almost an entitlement mentality these days. It drives me absolutely insane. I have no room for entitlement in my life. I just don't do well with those people who like it. The other thing he said was as far as the entrepreneur. And he says an entrepreneur mindset is more of a transformer's mindset. And with a transformer mindset, what you're looking at is more things along as how can I contribute? How can I collaborate? How can I create? And I find this extremely valuable as I look at the things that whatever experience I'm in, whether it's even a negative experience, it's like, how can I use this experience? And what can I create from this experience? How can I contribute to this experience? How can I collaborate? Realize that every experience, there is good in it if you look for it. One of the things he talked about, again, this being Dan Sullivan, was when you're looking as far as a transformer's mindset, the key to that is time. And this is one of the things I'm really going to focus a lot more on. My wife and I were just talking about this recently as far as the importance of really dedicating and setting aside more time. And Dan had a great idea here as far as the key to transformer's mindset is time. And too often we are so tightly scheduled that it actually constricts our ability to think. And if you can't think, you can't develop and you can't create. So a couple of things that I've made mention before on a prior podcast that I'd learned from Dan was his three types of days: free days, focus days, and buffer days. So focus days are those days where you're going all in and you literally are closing the door and there's nothing's happening but whatever you've got to get done. That's your Plato Plomo type of days. These are your focus days. Those are days you got to make sure no matter what, I have to get this done. Free days are the days where you literally, which I've never done a very good job of. That's my goal for this next year is to start scheduling free days where you literally do nothing. You don't work. You actually allow your mind to think and to create and to develop and to be exposed to other things. And one of the days that he's really well known for, those are the buffer days, where you literally understand as an entrepreneur, there's so many things happening all the time and you're trying to build and grow and develop things that we schedule things so tight. He said what you need is a buffer day, where this is it's your makeup day. It's a day where you're like, I have nothing else to do except to get caught up on all the other things. And you literally have to plan those. So you plan your focus days, you then plan buffer days, and then reward yourself with free days. So those are some of the insights from Dan. Again, I always love Dan, and his strategic coach stuff is just awesome. Another thing is to really focus on your strengths and not your weaknesses. The whole idea here is to realize that your mindset is what alters your behavior. And if you start focusing on your weaknesses and your mindset is all around your weaknesses, you will find your behavior focuses more on your weaknesses. Whereas if you allow your mindset to focus on your strengths and you continue to develop your strengths and you outsource your weaknesses, you'll find that your mindset actually continues to grow and to expand. So huge, huge believer in the idea as far as understanding it's so much better to outsource your weaknesses and focus on your strengths. One of the things Joe Paulus, for those of you guys who know Joe, he's very sarcastic. He's a guy who loves making fun of himself and others. And this is a true Joe Paulish statement. And that he says, every person has a purpose in life, even if it's to be a bad example to you. And I think that is just so Joe. But I totally agree with it, that every single person you run across in your life serves a purpose. And sometimes that is a purpose to be a bad example, meaning I'm going to learn not to do what this person did. So I thought that was pretty awesome. One of the other things they had on there was actually a panel of four Generation Z guys and a girl. So three guys and one girl, 18, 19, and 20 years old. And it was really cool for me to, I've got two kids right now in that age group, and another one soon hitting it. And I love my four boys, and it's so fun for me to see how they learn. And it was fun as I listened to these four Generation Z people talking about how to market to Generation Z. So one of the things for them was that stories and experiences, what they look for. They really look for experiences. For them, everything is about the experience. It says, we don't get too wrapped up in things as much as people think that they do. It says, we've really kind of grown up with more of a shared economy, and so experiences are super critical to them. The other thing he said is to make sure that you turn moments into movements. And I look at what we've tried to do with ClickFunnels, and it's been one of the things we really have tried to do is to take moments and turn those into movements. And I would encourage you in your own marketing to find out what those moments are and really try to make a movement around them. The other thing they talked about was the fact that, to quote Connor Blakely, he said, we breathe stories. And I thought, man, we've talked a ton about stories, and it's honestly one of the main reasons I'm doing this podcast. It's the reason I'm doing as many Facebook Lives as I am. I'm trying to get better at telling stories. And not just telling the story, but hopefully of being able to elicit and to develop the story with more emotion. I'm sure this podcast is coming across probably more factual as far as things that actually happened, but I'm really going to try to, in upcoming episodes and things, I want to focus more on the emotion, because what I've realized, and I've seen this, Russell does probably, it's probably one of the best at it, is the ability to get into that state and to tell the story from as if it had just happened, and to bring back those same raw, those same pure emotions, because it's the first time that other person's hearing it. And so for them, the greater the emotion that you can bring to it, the greater empathy and the greater connection they're going to have with you. So those are some of the things that they talked about as far as Generation Z. Dean Graziosi is a dear friend of mine, and I love talking to him anytime. It's just kind of hearing his insights. He's been marketing for over 30 years now, and just always has great insights. And one of the things he was talking about was to make sure that you take your marketing to the highest level of authenticity. And I think that today, so often, there's this idea as far as kind of fake it till you make it type of approach, or faking the Lambos, or the influencer type of approach to life. And I think what people want more than anything else is true authenticity. And so don't be afraid to share your own insecurities. And this is my goal in 2019, is to really focus more on really sharing more of my own insecurities. I've been an entrepreneur now for over 25 years, and there've been a lot of ups, but there've been a ton of downs. And I think I probably haven't done the best job at sharing those. And I hope to get better at doing that in upcoming episodes and things. The other thing Dean talked about was the importance of which again, is something we we tout a ton at ClickFunnels, and that is this whole idea as far as you need to focus more on raising your own money and focusing on cash flow versus going out to try to raise capital and have other people invest in you. I am a huge, huge proponent and believer in the fact that the greatest way to market and to grow your business is to sell. To do your own marketing, to do your own selling, and to fund your own business through your own sales. That's the way you know your product and service actually resonates with the buyer. When they take the credit card out of their wallet and they actually swipe that and give you money for your product or service, that's when you know you've done it right. And so I think that too often these days, people are so focused on raising money and raising capital from outside ventures, where the real benefit to knowing your customer and knowing your client and knowing whether your product or service actually resonates is when they pay you for it. So I, again, huge believer in doing just that. One of the last things I want to talk to you about is a gentleman by the name of Andre Norman. So Andre Norman ended up basically African-American guy, grew up in the ghettos and some really, really bad experiences, gangs and everything else. Ended up serving, I think, 18 years in prison, and has now come out and is really turned his life around and is trying to help deal. His main thing right now is helping people with addiction, which is a huge cause that Joe Polish is involved in. And one of the things he talks so much about was the pain that people experience. And he says, and this is how he's taken a look at his own life, and I think it was an extreme valuable lesson to me, is to realize that the things that you go through in your life, they actually have a purpose. And what he said was, it's not about you and it's not about your pain. It's about the people who are coming behind you. And I thought, man, that is so, so true. And I think this kind of ties in as far as the importance of being vulnerable, about being authentic, is the Lord has given you experiences, trials in your life to help you grow and help you develop and help you to build and realize that it's not just for you, it's for the people who are going to come from, who are coming behind you. And I've seen that happen so often in any of the mentors and the people I've worked with. As they go through the trials of their life, they use those trials to help bless the lives of others. And I think that as you take a look at your own life and the trials and the hard things that you go through, it's not about you and it's not about the pain that it caused for you. It's about how you can help the people who are going to come behind you and how those lessons of your life will be a blessing to them. So with that, I hope you have an amazing day. Again, I greatly appreciate, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to listen to these podcasts. If you're liking this kind of stuff, please let me know. Rate and review it on iTunes. I read all the comments there. Send me a Facebook message or Instagram post or send me an email. Let me know if this is helping, if it's of value to you. If it's not, I want to change it because your time is extremely important to you and to me, and I want to make sure you're getting the most out of it. Have an amazing day. We'll talk to you guys soon. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.